A medical aid group says every day about 1,000 women worldwide die in childbirth or from complications related to pregnancy. Doctors Without Borders says most of those deaths can be prevented. It's released a new report on the problem to coincide with International Women's Day. The report is called Maternal Death, the Avoidable Crisis. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, says at least 15% of all pregnant women worldwide encounter a life-threatening complication. It says pregnant women are even more vulnerable during conflicts or crises. Katrine Schulte-Hillen is the head of MSF's Sexual and Reproductive Health International Working Group. She's also a midwife. She says delivery is the most critical moment for saving the lives of both mother and child.
When it goes right, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful event. It's bringing you to tears because it's such a beautiful event. When it's wrong, it's chaotic.
Chaos comes from complications.
They have such a symbiotic situation. If the mom is bad, the mom is exhausted, the baby doesn't get enough oxygen, the baby suffers also. So the problem is, as soon as you have a delivery that doesn't go very spontaneously, very easily, the uterus doesn't want to contract, she starts bleeding, you concentrate on the mother, the baby doesn't breathe. That's where it all accumulates.
MSF says there are five main reasons for potentially deadly complications: hemorrhaging, sepsis or infection, unsafe abortions, eclampsia or hypertension, and obstructed labor. Schulte-Hillen says it's uncommon for a woman to die in childbirth in developed nations. But when it does happen, health officials want to know why.
Today in any hospital, if there's a maternal death, there's a commission that's put up to investigate exactly what went wrong. That's how seriously we take the fact that a woman dies in childbirth. And if you look at that in comparison to what happens in large part of the world, where it just gets completely unaccounted for.
She says MSF has high standards for maternal care, even in conflict zones or areas hit by natural disasters.
We expect that in an MSF hospital, you do not lose mothers. And we do the same thing we do in Europe. We have a commission. We get the whole staff together and do an analysis. Why did this happen?
The report says the solution is straightforward: skilled medical staff, drugs, and equipment. The Doctors Without Borders report is based on the group's programs in 12 countries, including South Sudan, Haiti, Pakistan, and Somalia. In conflict zones like Somalia, healthcare infrastructure has been destroyed. Little medicine is available, and trained medical professionals are often forced to flee. Similar conditions existed in Ivory Coast in early 2011, when political violence spread across the country. MSF describes Afghanistan as one of the most dangerous places in the world for a woman to give birth. Schulte-Hillen says if or when the situation stabilizes, then comprehensive postnatal care, family planning, and health education can be provided.
The best that we can do as a medical organization is to be there today with assistance that is life-saving.
Doctors Without Borders provides obstetric care in about 30 countries. It says in 2010, its medical teams delivered more than 150,000 babies. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.